This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
I love the story that John Hodgman told on This American Life, where he talks about when he was in New York and he walked into the Apple store while those commercials were playing.
What was the story?
He said that he just walked into the Apple store in like Times Square in New York to go shopping while those commercials were running. And it was like the world imploded in on him. People started like screaming and like freaking out like, "What is the PC doing in here?"
Why would he think he could go into the stores when those, why would he think he could do that?
He's like, "Apple's paying me. I'm obviously on Apple's side," but people are dumb. All right,
anyway, right. I'm JPC.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm at Orify.
No, and I'm Aaron Keefe.
And this is Hey Riddle Riddle, a show where we do riddles.
And I'm the riddle, and that's the riddle, and that's the hay.
Is this our intro?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I like my new thing as a prankster, because we know I'm kind of the prankster of the show. Would you say that I'm the prankster of the show?
I would say, so what's, okay, here's a question. Mm-hmm. So a prankster is someone who like gives someone a hot foot or like puts dog poop on a porch and lights it or something, a lot of fire stuff. Yeah. What is it, what do you call someone who's a prankster but then like accidentally kills people?
A bad friend.
That's what you are. That's what you are.
A genius.
A genius.
So one of my new little pranks that I do is when we think that we're all talking and we're having fun and we're just talking about stories about our life, I sneak in that this is actually the intro. And
this
then,
is the first time you've done this.
Damn,
yeah, well, it's good. A new thing. It's a prankster is always evolving, and so you see. And then we make Aaron tell stories about times that she listened to That's American Life.
But That's American Life.
Typically, pranksters pull their pranks and then they move on with their life. I feel like you're... You did your prank, and now you're explaining it in the way that like a supervillain does.
Yes. Mm. So Batman's going to burst in here any minute, and it could be spaghetti, and punch me to death.
JPC's the prankster. Mm-hmm. I'm the jock, and Adel's the...
The jocks were those people in high school that were always sleeping, right?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
No, we told you, your quarterback was in a coma.
We still won state.
And I'm the know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
The
brainiac.
Local know-it-all. The brainiac.
Yeah, absolute brainiac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you take offense to someone saying, like, calling you Einstein? That was always something that I never got. Someone being like, "Nice job, Einstein."
Are they implying that you're, is it after you've done something really dumb?
For me, it was every time that it was after I brought people a bunch of bagels. And I don't...
Yeah, so you should take offense.
Okay.
Because Einstein was not Jewish.
Well, no, what? But Einstein Brothers Bagels? Are you not familiar? You're from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Fuck
about
off.
That.
What is happening? What were your like local bagel places? Oh, yeah. Like, where did you get bagels growing up?
It was Einstein. We got Einstein Bagels, and then... Was there any other local bagel places that we went to?
I've never like had a local bagel place in a town I lived in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We had a place called Atlantic Bagel that was a like 1 minute walk from our high school, so everyone would show up with like a delicious cream cheese bagel to homeroom. They're like amazing. Atlantic Bagel in Hingham.
Bagels are a bigger thing on the East Coast than they are in the Midwest.
Oh, for sure. My like, favorite thing, anytime I go to New York, maybe my first stop is to go to Murray's Bagel. Murray's Bagels, or if I need to, Essa Bagel is a good second runner-up. But that's, I mean, bagels are phenomenal.
Oh, can I do my New York recommendation?
Yeah.
Every time I go to New York, the first stop is my hotel to drop off my bags. I don't like carrying my bags around with me while I'm in like a big city like that.
It's a hot intrusive. Tip.
The sidewalks are more narrow in New York than they are in Chicago. So first stop, always my hotel. Always drop off my bags.
Here's very nice try, Einstein. Here's my thing.
I felt
good. Every year I go to New York maybe 6 or 7 times. But Not this year. I always... thank you. I always just wear like a backpack. I never have luggage. So I don't go to the hotel room or the Airbnb or wherever I'm staying because I just walk around with my backpack.
Yeah. And you have a giant backpack.
I have a giant backpack.
It's huge.
Speaking of giant backpacks, I've thought about... So JPC, you have a new podcast called Bill Buds.
Thank you for mentioning it. We need all the positive press we can get.
It's wonderful. And you were kind enough to invite Aaron and I on, and I know what I want to review on Bill Buds.
Oh, yeah?
It's a song that's been stuck in my head for weeks now. It's not
an album.
Well,
they do albums.
Well, we're just going to do one song. And it's the new Subway song that goes $5 foot longs.
Am I going crazy right now? Did you say the new Subway song that does that?
Well, there's a new commercial with it.
Yeah, but you are aware that song has been around for like a decade, right?
Sure, ever since they swept Jared under the rug.
Were you in a coma?
Adel was grounded for 10 years, and he finally got his TV privilege back.
No,
so that's why.
No, I didn't. I wasn't. Shut
he
up.
Was. He was grounded, and now we gave him TV back, but only if he's good.
That would be a fun episode to just do... songs from commercials, because man, the songs from commercials are kind of like pop music in that they are earworms and they absolutely just stick in your fucking head forever.
Oh yeah, I think it would be fun to review all commercial songs, because yeah, like you said, they're made to stick with you, and that song I've been seeing around the house nonstop. Or do like TV theme songs, like
theme songs,
the Golden Girls theme or whatever, like whatever Alan.
What do you think
in.
The catchiest TV theme song of all time is?
I do
Lost.
Think Golden Girls is
Lost.
I do think the Golden Girls theme song has to be, if it's not number one, it's in the top three for sure.
That's a good one.
For me, in terms of sticking in my brain, it's the cat dog theme song. For whatever reason, that'll just pop into my brain. I'll wake up in the morning and be like, alone in the world with a little cat dog.
Never seen it.
Charles in Charge has a very catchy theme song, but I will say the line from any theme song that gets stuck in my head the most is, growing up is not so tough, except when I've had enough, which is from the Caillou's theme song.
Oh, you know what's in my head constantly? Camp Anawana, we hold you in our hearts, and
when
I think about you, it makes me want to fart.
I think it kind of is a bummer that we don't do theme songs, like lyric theme songs much anymore, and it's just like... interesting music scores and things like that. I do miss like the theme song, like sitcom-y theme songs that like set up what you were about to see or what you've already seen 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like the Brady Bunch song?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's a summary.
Friends, Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers is a good one.
Cheers is a good one too.
Friends is good, but I don't think about it. Like it's never, except for the clap part, I don't think about it.
Well, also, was it unique to Friends, or was it a song before Friends that they just used for Friends?
I don't know. It's from the Rembrandts, so either way, we'd never heard of it.
We never heard of it.
Clap, 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 clap.
Speaking of other things that are fun and cool, we do a podcast about riddles, and it's called Hey Riddle Riddle, and Aaron, you're old man puzzles for this episode,
I'm
correct?
I'm very old. I'm the oldest man, and I'm the oldest puzzles. I'm about to turn to dust.
Say something that only someone from 1917 would say.
Dinosaurs.
Okay. It's
unions will be around forever.
The Titanic sank recently.
That was the number one thing on t-shirts in 1917.
How about this? World War One, almost. Yes.
I remember when people were predicting World War One all the time.
All the time.
Any day
now. They would say, the Great War is upon us. That's
and,
what they'd say.
And they knew there'd be multiple, which is why they said World War One.
Only one Roosevelt will ever be president. What else?
What else?
In 100 years, it will be 2017.
Model T? Question mark?
Casey, now expand that pause by 11 minutes, please.
Oh, yes. Okay, cool.
Okay, all right. For real, I'm Old Man Puzzles. And these are really fun ones from Nathan.
We'll be the judge of that, Nathan.
Ooh, famous hot dogs.
They're a specific sort of like a setup for warm-up riddles that I think are really fun. I'm going to do listener-submitted riddles from recently. Famously, JPC does the ones from 2018, and I started the most recent ones.
Aaron, you said they have a... Are these knock-knock jokes?
No, but they are a really fun concept. I also think that Nathan might not be from the United States by the way that he phrases this. So you tell me what you think. I've reinstalled Tinder recently, and it got me thinking. Two-part chat-up lines are basically just warm-up riddles to try and get smooches. So basically, like, pickup lines.
Smooches, yeah. He's from Germany.
I meant chat-up lines.
Oh.
So Tinder, here are the first half of some chat-up lines.
Space?
Let me give you some smooches.
So here are the first half of some chat-up lines. Try to see if you can guess the second half.
Deal.
Example. Hey, are you a pillow? Because I'd like to sleep with you. So the first half would be, hey, are you a pillow?
Great. I'm glad it went in a better way.
What were you going to say?
Because you're about to get stuffed.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, I want you in between my legs. It actually is really good for back pain to sleep with a pillow in between your legs. Doesn't matter.
Hey, are you a pillow? Because the back of you is super cold.
I have poor blood circulation.
Are you a pillow? Because I want to flip you over and use the other half.
Are you, hey, Aaron, are you a pillow?
No, why?
You must be a pillow because you're looking down.
At what?
You look sad. No, you look sad.
Oh, you boy. Okay? Okay. Are we ready?
Yes. Ladies?
Hey, girl, are you a mirror?
Because I can see myself in you.
Hey girl, are you a mirror? Because meeting you was 7 years of bad luck.
Hey girl,
that's it.
Hey girl, are you a mirror? Because you are one half of the ownership of HeadGum Network.
Oh my God, really good.
A mirror, yeah, I like that.
All of those work technically.
Yes.
Because I can't see myself without you.
Aww.
Oh. Okay, that was sweet.
Let's take a minute to reflect on that answer.
Wow.
Is that fun?
Wow.
Is that fun?
Wow.
Aaron, you've accidentally given me a category in which I thrive.
I know. That's why. Why do you think I picked this one? I was like, my two dumb friends are gonna love this.
Nathan, if you're out there listening in France or whatever, we thank you.
We want to give you a big old smooch on the chat-up line.
Hey, boy, are you food, water, or oxygen?
Because I can't live without you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boy, are you food, water, or oxygen? Because if I have a milkshake, all three are going to be racing out of me.
Yeah, that's probably it. We'll change it to that.
That's
one.
Probably it.
Food, water, and oxygen just sounds like a Earth, Wind, and Fire cover band, doesn't it?
for people in science. Go ahead.
Are you food, water, and oxygen? Because we can summon Captain Planet.
Because if you know a monkey with a heart, we got Captain Planet on the dial.
I want to see a scene. We would always, because me and my friends, when we were, I don't know, 11 or something, we would always make fun of Mati. It'd be like earth, water, fire, whatever. And then he would be like heart. And he had that monkey. And at the time it was funny because you're like, what are you going to do with heart? As an adult, obviously I realized the heart is the greatest weapon.
Weapon? unrelated. I'm just getting Gemma on the phone.
No. Wait. So I want to see a scene where the two of you are planeteers who didn't make the cut. So we have earth, wind, fire, wind, water, and heart, and you two just missed the cut, and you're sort of commiserating over a drink.
You know what? Hey, one of them could die. It's dangerous to summon Captain Planet.
They're always
at oil spills. One could die, and then
are you
and
just
then,
saying that? Or are you just trying to make me
I'm
feel
not.
Better?
Becca, you would get the call if
no,
one of them
you
died.
Would poop. Poop, you would. Poop, you would. You're amazing.
I'm not. My name is Poop. My power is summoning breakfast tacos. I'm a mess, okay?
Poop, you're amazing.
Becca, I'm not. You are amazing.
No.
Everyone needs old t-shirts because you can use them to clean up a spill, or you could just wear them if, like, you know, because you can wear an old t-shirt.
No, old t-shirts are stupid. Like, sometimes, like, if I'm curling my hair, I use an old t-shirt to just, like, help with the curls because it's better than a towel. But, like, yes. Only, like, a tiny bit of people know about that hack. It doesn't
Lots
even matter.
Lots of people know. Some people, even in their apartments, have an old t-shirt hanging where a towel should hang just because of that in their bathroom. And they let it go by for months without asking their partner about it. And when they did, they were like, I was afraid to ask why there was this t-shirt in there.
Poop, this seems specific to you. Does your partner...
Yeah, thank you, Becca, but my name is Poop, and I summon breakfast tacos. I don't have a partner, and I won't have a partner.
Oh, speaking of summoning, welcome. Well, I guess I came to you. My name is Satan, and I'm looking for 9 deadly sins. We're having an expansion. Please, what is your thing? What can you bring to the 7 deadly sins to make it 9?
Becca, this could be an in for us.
Well, my whole thing is summoning old t-shirts, usually from like high school productions of Oklahoma.
She could pair up with Lust and be like cum rag duty or something.
No.
Perfect,
no,
perfect. Yes, hey, you are now cum rag. Yes.
Oh, man.
And what's your thing?
Well, my name is Poop, which I don't love.
I've heard enough.
Scene. Perfect. Next one from Nathan. Hey, baby. Are you the cold vacuum of space?
Hey, baby, are you the cold vacuum of space because George Clooney died in you?
Yeah, I was going to say because if I was
in you,
Adel,
I told you that in confidence. And the night was going great before that, okay?
Aaron, remember when you had sex with George Clooney and he died in you?
Nespresso!
And I thought it was one of those classic George Clooney pranks. But no, we were having sex and he died in me. Are you happy? It was one fine day before that.
I had to
take him to the ER. Wait, I can do a couple more.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
You don't understand the gravity of the situation. Uh-huh. A couple more.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. ER, you said...
Ocean's 11.
Dawn, dusk till dawn. Okay, that's...
I got one fine day. That's a pretty deep cut.
That's pretty good, yeah. Would you guys say that I'm the George Clooney of the podcast? Because he's a prankster and I'm kind of a prankster as well.
I think you're the George Clooney. I think Aaron's the Brad Pitt. And I think I'm the Don Cheadle.
Oh, lucky bastard.
Ocean's 11.
Okay.
I think I'm the Julia Roberts because I say things like, when George Clooney goes, does he make you laugh? And then I can go, well, he doesn't make me cry.
Damn. Hey, Aaron, can I give you a line and I want you to say it?
Yeah, of course.
I've got moves you've never seen. Okay, now you say it.
I've got moves you've never seen.
Okay, and then can you also say, you work on commission, right? You've made a mistake. Big, huge.
You work on commission, right? You've made a mistake. Big, huge, bucks. Shuts in my face.
And Aaron, just to prove that I'm the George Clooney of the show, can you go ahead and throw the line at me? Just call me a liar and a thief.
Just call me a liar and a thief.
I only lied about being a thief. George Clooney, Ocean's 11.
Damn. Whoa. Good.
Wow.
Good stuff. Good.
He's the George Clooney of the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast. Mm-hmm.
And also
sex symbol alert.
People don't know this, but JPC sold his Mezcal company for $1 billion.
And I gave all 12 of my friends $1 million in a briefcase at a dinner. And I said, if anyone doesn't take it, nobody gets it.
Oh, I love that story.
So
insane.
Fun.
Are you the cold vacuum of space?
Yeah.
Are you the cold vacuum of space because you can't spell vacuum without cum?
Interesting. No, it's not that dirty.
Cum. It's cube,
sorry,
actually.
Cum.
I'm just going to tell you this one.
Okay, please.
Because you take my breath away.
Take my breath away. Boom,
boom, boom, hey, man, space. Are you an elevator for toddlers?
Because I shouldn't use you if you are.
You should never call a woman an elevator for toddlers.
Oh, because you're bringing me down? No.
What?
Are you an elevator
what
for toddlers?
What do you think of line?
Because you...
Yeah, Adel hits on women by going, hey, you're really bumming me out right now.
Hey, are you an elevator for toddlers? Because you're really bringing down my kids.
Somebody needs kids.
That's what I
it's
say.
It's actually a huge compliment to call someone an elevator for toddlers.
Elevator for toddlers. Because you are down with the kids. Because you are down to clown with the kids.
Yeah, are you an elevator?
Opposite direction.
Are you an elevator for toddlers? Because I want you to raise my kids.
Yes.
Ooh. Nice.
Because I could raise kids with you.
Nice one. Nice one, James.
Whoa. No. I could raise kids with you. You're a participant in the elevator.
Yeah.
This metaphor is getting away, but okay.
Hey, are you a dog with...
Oh, sorry, I want to see a scene.
Sure.
I want... So, Aaron, you and I are on a date. I have a young son who will enter the room at some point, and this is sort of my test to see if you are... if this is something that's going to continue.
Thank you so much for cooking me dinner. It was delicious and so romantic.
I hope you like slow-roasted ribs.
Oh, it's amazing. It was truly amazing. I've so enjoyed getting to know you. It's
of
been.
Course. I'm a big fan of the Bible and Adam and Eve. You know, Eve was born of Adam's ribs, so I thought to make ribs because that's like...
That's funny. You're
feels
funny.
Like a full circle.
If I feel like something I might say... This might be moving too fast, but I really like you, and I can
really
like see
you.
A future with you.
Oh my gosh, can I bring
hey,
someone
Daddy?
In? Yeah, Noah, come in. Noah, come in here.
Now?
Who's
yeah.
this?
This is my roommate. I'm kidding. This is my son. Noah, come in here, buddy.
Hi, I'm Noah. It's
Ooh.
Nice to meet you.
Ew.
And I tip my hat.
Ew.
Hey, what the fuck? He tipped his hat to you. Say hi.
Ew.
Did I do it wrong?
Ew.
No. Noah, you're perfect. Noah, you're perfect in every way.
Whoa.
Kiss my son's hand.
What is that? What is that?
That's my son.
I'm Noah. Ugh. They named the boat after me.
Blech, blech. What is... Oh, my God.
Daddy, does she need water?
It looks sticky.
I'll get you some water, ma'am. Be right back.
Oh, what the hell was that thing?
What
was
the fuck
that,
are you
like,
doing? That's
rat?
My son. Is that a... No, that's my son, Noah. What are you doing?
Have Sorry,
you
I've never a met a kid. No, I've never seen a kid before. That was a kid?
Yes.
Oh, they look like small people. They look like people who are not yet grown-ups. That's insane.
Daddy,
can I ask you something? Hold on, hold on, 1 second,
okay.
Noah. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Are you an are you an elevator? Because you're out of service. You're at. Sorry. Are you an elevator right now? Because what you just did was out of order. That's a better one.
Daddy, I'm having trouble with the water. Do you think that you could go get the water? I'll keep our guest company.
Yes, of course, sweetie. Here, I'll get the water. You stay here.
Thank you, Daddy.
Okay, so you know that I'm a rat, right?
Yeah, you look like a rat. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know, okay? And I got it good.
You
I'm
look
living
like a
on
rat
easy
wearing
street.
Overalls.
These are Oshkosh Bagosh. These are good overalls. And I got it on easy street.
I'm
here,
telling
okay?
him. I'm telling him. You're a grown-up rat.
Okay, someone's got some water for you.
Oh, thank okay. you, Daddy. Thank
are
you.
Are you H2O? Because
he's
I
a rat. He told me
you.
He's a
what?
Rat pretending to be a kid while you left the room.
What? Well, that doesn't make sense.
Daddy, I don't know what she's talking about. She yeah. said that she voted
you
for Trump in 2016,
no,
and she's really
no,
looking
no, no.
forward to voting for Trump in 2020.
No, you can't come back from that. Don't lie.
Oh, I don't know what's worse, pretending to be a rat or... No, it's Trump. It's the Trump thing. You leave.
See?
You
leave.
One's a rat and one... Okay, leave. Yeah, leave. Get out.
What if someone was all of a sudden surprised that we hate Trump on this podcast?
I mean,
I would have pegged them for 3 out-of-touch conservatives.
We've gotten reviews where people are like, just shut up and do the riddles. what movies or stories can we replace a rat with a Trump supporter? Ninja Turtles. The turtles are trained by a Trump supporter.
Mm. That makes sense because they don't have any like future plan. They're wildly irresponsible.
They just eat pizza.
I don't want to insult Ratatouille like this, but Trump supporters pulling each other's hair to make each other do stuff.
God, I'd love to pull his hair.
I can
I'd love
hear
to,
us
I'd
losing
love to
hundreds
him.
Of subscribers.
I'd love to meet him, shake his hand, and pull his hair and run as fast as I could. Just get gunned down by Secret Service bullets. Adult, I know that you have been... you have watched it, but you were talking a few weeks ago about... oh my God, I just had the massive brain fart.
TV
the vampire show. The vampire show.
Oh.
What We Do in Shadows.
What We Do in Shadows, yes.
Mariah and I are just now watching What We Do in Shadows, and without spoiling anything, there is a Rat King moment in What We Do in Shadows that, like, that show is so funny and lighthearted. When they did, like, a thing where there was, like, just a big pile of rats, I was like, oh, God. Like, it was
yeah,
so
truly
jarring.
Terrifying. Yeah.
That show is great about doing, like, things on it that are, like, very like jarringly scary for such a funny fucking show.
Yeah, the production is like a legit horror film or something, but it's mostly comedy. Aaron, hit us with that next chat up line.
The next chat up line is, hey, are you a dog with a full bladder?
Because I want to take a big bite out of you.
What?
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 What do those do?
Because I'll drink you for $800?
JBC's being weird again. He loves pee. At all.
JBC, you know what you have to do? You have to sing an apology.
I'm sorry for being me.
perfect.
Are you a dog with a full bladder? Because I'd love to go on a walk with you.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Are you a dog with a full bladder? Because you're pissing me off. Are you a dog with a full bladder?
Cause... ABC mostly got it, but I want to hear what you have to say, Otto.
Oh, you're a dog with a full bladder because you... I like the walk.
Oh, I got it. Are you a dog with a full bladder? Because to me, you're an 8. You never want to go too high. You don't want to say that they're a 10.
You have to neg, yeah.
Yeah, you have to neg. You have to drop them down a little bit. You're an 8. You're
an 8. Are you a dog with a full bladder because Doberman pinch you? No. No, I don't know.
It is, I'd like to take you out. Similar to JBC's.
Oh.
All right. Last
Wait, I think I have it. Are you a dog with a full bladder? Because piss chihuahua.
Yep.
You know, instead, yep.
Hey, boy, are you a well-crafted ruse?
Because you tricked me? Are you a well-crafted ruse?
Are you a well-crafted ruse? Rube Goldberg, nice to meet you.
I want to see a scene. JBC, you're Rube Goldberg, and you are proposing to your girlfriend, who is going to be played by Adel, and you're doing it in some elaborate way.
What are you doing here? I told you we can't see each other.
Ah, but can you see someone who's completely invisible? Swoosh.
What? You just put a blanket over your head. Rube, I told you, I love you, I wish we could be together, but... I just feel like you're not ready to make a commitment.
No, I am. I promise this time I'm ready to make a commitment. And you know, the invisibility cloak is just the prelude to the commitment kiss.
You know, you can still get pregnant from preludes.
This is why I want to marry you.
Oh, baby, come back to bed.
I'm so sorry. This is Sheila. Sheila, wait in the car.
Oh,
we sleep
sorry.
In the car.
Honey, I thought if you're going to propose to her, I think you should say... Do the Rube Goldberg machine. Like hit like a domino, and then it'll hit a fan, and then it'll spin around.
We live in my car, okay? That's
well, you're
my
famous
Rube Goldberg
for Rube
machine.
Goldberg machines.
Yeah, but
and
like
I'm just saying, propose that way.
Hit a domino.
Like
did you rob a pizza joint?
Hold on. I'm like Picasso, you know? I'm famous. I'll be more famous when I'm dead. That's when I'm truly gonna be famous.
I have to Google you real quick.
Am I dead?
Keep doing this conversation.
Okay. I can't imagine how I spell my first name. So what do you
no,
say?
No, I slammed a door hours ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair.
Can you hear me through the door?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the minute you brought in your new side piece, I don't want anything to do with you.
Sure, can I come in and just get some of my CDs, or...
Oh, you do have a CD here. If you tell me which one it is, then I'll give it to you.
I want to say it's Smash Mouth's Astro Lounge.
All right, here you go. Put it through the
mail. Thank
you. Reuben Garrett Lucius Goldberg, known best as Rube Goldberg, was an American cartoonist, sculptor, author, engineer, and inventor. He was born July 4th, 1883 in San Francisco, and he died December 7th, 1970 in New York City.
A day that shall live in infamy.
Last one, are you ready?
1970, that's Pearl Harbor. He died. Oh my God.
Remember when they dropped the bombs and then the bombs exploded and then the snakes came? Okay.
Hey boy, are you a well-crafted ruse?
Hey boy, are you well-crafted ruse? Because...
I'm falling for you.
Oh, I was going to say like I'm chasing something or... Okay. And this person said that they used these and they got fucked?
Yeah, this person got married 11 times. Each time they used one of these.
Everybody knows you're on Tinder because you want to get married.
This one is... Let's see. Let me make sure I can say their name. I want to make sure I got permission. Oh, yeah. Joe Raid Masher? I'm sorry if I'm saying your...
Moesha.
Joe Raid Masher. They are at the Grill Imp on Twitter. The_grill_imp on Twitter. And they wrote some fun riddles for us.
Yes, please.
I thought up some riddles in which a single clue leads to a hint in which two names blended together... Like Julia Rob Boo Radley. They're fun.
Okay.
So things blended together can be people, characters, bands, movies, etc. I hope y'all enjoy. Thank you so much, Joe, for writing and sending these in.
Is Julia Rob Boo Radley, like, that's the that's the type that we can expect. What, because I'll say right now, that doesn't work.
Well, no, there's...
If it was like Julia Robert and Ernie, yeah, now we're talking.
That's something.
The rest of these are very, very good, I promise.
Okay. I'm hoping Joe wrote the last one last, and like brain fry was completely over with the example.
Also, yes. I can't stress enough, thank you so much. Please send your riddles to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We're so sorry for picking
with the
on
caveat
that
this actually, will happen.
I actually think you will enjoy these. So.
Okay, we will.
Bite your tongues. Ready? Cool. All right, here we go.
Wow.
This Jurassic World and Parks and Rec star is a host of a podcast about Ritties and Puzzies.
Okay.
Jurassic World and Parks and... Okay, so Chris Prattle-Refi?
Yep.
Ooh.
Chris Prattle-Refi.
Pretty good.
Okay.
You're winning Adelover, but JPC hasn't been won over yet.
The Russian leader... was originally released on the Beach Boys' 1963 album, Surfer Girl.
Okay. Vladimir Putin, God only knows.
You got the first one, right?
Vladimir Putin sounds. Putin.
No, you might not know the song. I know the song and love it, but maybe, I don't know if it's,
okay,
everyone knows the song.
Here's the
what
problem
songs do they have?
All Beach Boys songs sound exactly the same. So we have Surfing USA.
Take the T-Bird away.
We have little Old Lady from Pasadena. We have Little Saint Nick.
Kokomo.
I Get
Kokomo.
Around.
God only yeah. knows.
I Get Around. What's the one with the theremin?
I don't know.
Good Vibrations.
Mm.
It's
this one's
not
more
one
of their
those?
Slower hits. It's their slower. My parents really liked this song, so that's why.
Is it
I
Earth Angel?
Had... No, it's In My Room.
Oh, never heard of that.
Putin,
nope.
My Room.
Never heard of it.
All right. This artist who featured on Usher's Yeah used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack and sat beneath the trees by the railroad track.
Lil John Wayne? Gacy?
Nope.
Lil John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, carry his guitar in a gunny sack and sat beneath the trees. By
Lil
the
Johnny
railroad track.
Cash?
Lil Johnny Be Good.
Mm, way down in Louisiana. Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Be Good. Damn it.
This DJ might ask you to turn down for what?
DJ Qualls.
So that's so cool. And can sometimes be seen with a dead police horse.
Skrillex girlfriend. Monica, if you're out there, you're a dead police horse.
Lil John Patrick Cohen.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
This person really likes Lil John.
Yeah, was that the second Lil John one?
Yeah.
This pop culture magazine took a day off school and had a crazy adventure around Chicago.
Entertainment Weekly Broderick.
I'd say it's a little bit more heightened of a magazine than that. Like, fashion.
More heightened than Entertainment Weekly, Aaron?
sorry.
Hold on. We're Vogue? Taking a break. No, I'm sorry.
GQ?
We're taking a break. We have to take a break. Fuck this. Oh my God. Don't ever shit on Entertainment Weekly. I've been a subscriber for 14 years. I will continue for another 14. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with a pro Entertainment Weekly cast right after this.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a
you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
you can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And they have a hot list, which is like the top 10 things of the week. It's like books and albums and movies, whatever you might have missed. They also have a grading system, some
Oscar
season
hours.
Content.
Please,
it's been three hours. We fine.
We admit it.
Like entertainment.
Okay. It's great.
Great. Thank you. So, okay. Thank you.
And, God. Okay,
but if I'm being honest, I still like my favorite magazine, Entertainment Weeklings, which just rates the hunkiest weeklings in Hollywood.
Rick Moranis still number one.
This pop culture magazine took a day off school and had a crazy adventure around Chicago. You know the second half of this.
We know it's Ferris Bueller. So Ferris, Vanity Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Vanity Ferris. Nice.
This Evergreen Terrace patriarch was famous for singing alongside his wife, Cher.
Homer, Simp, Sonny, and Cher.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sonny Bono.
And I do think that Sonny Bono is a simp, so let's put that on the record.
Since I've read this, I can't play a song in this show, right? Like 10 seconds of a song?
We'll get the fucking shit suit out of us.
Aaron, here's what you can do. Were you going to sing it, or did you want Casey to play it?
Oh, I was just going to play it off my phone.
Okay, you can't do that, but what you can do is you can sing it, but you have to make it a parody, because that's protected by parody law. So whatever you sing, just make it a parody.
Or you can play it, and I'll play it back to you, because that's protected by parody law, which is a law for birds.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready?
Yes.
Bum, 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 bum. I got shoes, babe. I got shoes, babe.
Aaron, those are the real lyrics. We're ruined.
On a holy tight. That's been in my head. So
we'll be playing all the parts.
So that's a parody of the Sonny and Cher classic "I Got You, Babe." We're each going to take a crack at another parody of that Sonny and Cher classic "I Got You, Babe."
Great. Mine is going to be bum ba bum ba. I love broccoli, Rabe. Bum ba bum ba. Even though it's broccoli, Rob.
Okay, this one is bum ba bum ba. I got shoes, Gabe. This is a woman telling her husband Gabe that she bought him shoes for his birthday.
Perfect, perfect. Uh-huh. Aaron, do you want to do one?
I already did one, and JPC stole one of my words. Let's see. I got one.
Here, I got one.
Okay, I got one. I got flu, Dave. I got flu, Dave. That's a woman telling her brother Dave that she has the flu.
Of course, we always call our siblings when we're sick. I have one. Please hit snooze, Craig. Please hit snooze, Craig. That's a man sleeping next to his brother, of course, Craig, and he wants to go back to sleep because the alarm went off.
I've got one. Let's eat at Stew Cave. That is a commercial for a restaurant called Stew Cave, which is just different stews in like a kind of a cave setting.
I think that's the best.
Perfect. Okay, let's end there.
Yeah, it wins.
If you've got a Sonny and Cher, I Got You Babe parody that you want to share with us, go ahead and tweet or get out our Instagram hashtag
share
Sonny
with us.
And share it.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say share with us, but C-H-E-R.
Yeah, it is C-H-E-R, but it's share with us or Sonny and share it, whatever you want to do. If you do share with us, it is C-H. If you do Sonny and share it, it's S-H.
Oh, my God. That's complicated.
Use both.
This wealthy uncle of Donald ran for 11 seasons, featuring a family making waterfowl hunting equipment.
Scrooge McDuck Dynasty?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one, right? That might be my favorite.
I've never seen Duck Dynasty, but I know it's a thing.
It's cultural.
It's cultural.
It's a touch point.
This 1957 film about POWs in World War II Japan is a small forward for the LA Clippers.
What was the first part?
Jesus, I don't know either one of these.
This 1957 film about POWs in World War II Japan.
Oh, Bridge over the River Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, you got it. That one's so good, I think.
Damn, look at Dr. Basketball's over there.
Here's my here's my thing is anytime I watch the Clippers, and Kawhi Leonard is incredible. He's won 2 championships. But anytime I watch any Clippers games now, I always say, Kawhi Leonard. It's very satisfying.
I wasn't very familiar with him. And then because of that question, I looked up a YouTube montage of him playing. And I was like, oh shit, this guy's very good at basketball. Of course, because he's a professional and very famous. But it was cool.
Can I see a scene? I want to see a scene. So hearkening back to Scrooge McDuck Dynasty, I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a wealthy sort of billionaire adventurer and of the old school variety. And Aaron, you are someone who's been paid to dress up like a duck so he can hunt you. And you're having this sort of culmination where he's pulled a gun and you're trying to talk your way out of it.
All right, you dastardly duck. I've got you right where I want you.
Quack, quack. Can I have my money now?
Come on. Come on. Yes, you're going to get your money. But
quack, quack.
Hey, look. Can we stop? Can we pause? Can we time out?
Okay, fine.
I'm paying you $1 million.
I know, but
I... smackaroos.
I know, okay? But I'm likely going to die. And I went to Juilliard for 3 years. I'm a Shakespeare-based actress. I'm amazing. I played Iago and Othello as a woman. And now I'm playing a duck to be hunted?
How much did you make on Broadway playing Iago and Othello as a woman? How much did you make? $350 a week?
About like $1,000 a week.
And when she said she's a duck waiting to be hunted, we do see a little dog that pops up and covers its mouth and giggles, and then it goes back down.
If you're going to shoot me, just shoot me. But, like, I just don't want to have to, like, run and pretend to be a duck.
My dear.
She says, if you're going to shoot me, just shoot me, we do see a little David Spade pops up, covers his mouth and giggles, and then drops back down. Sorry.
Get out of here, you little rat. My dear, I am an eccentric billionaire, okay? If I wanted to shoot you, I would just shoot you. This is a sex thing for me. I need you to play your part. I need you to play act. And you are being paid $1 million.
Billionaires are immoral. Quack, quack. You actually didn't work for your money. You're stealing from the middle class. Quack, quack.
Well, first of all, there is no middle class. That's an illusion that we billionaires put on. Everyone's working class, just no one wants to admit it. Now play your part, or you can kiss that $1 million goodbye. I'll give it to my dog, David Spade, and see what he does with
you're
it.
You're
going to
kill me anyway.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Why would I kill you when I could kill Rob Schneider or 1 million others? It's not about...
You can do that?
I can do it all night long, Rob Schneider.
Scene. Sorry for ruining the scene.
No, perfect. Ready?
JPC, how did it feel to play a billionaire?
Oh, you know what? Powerful. It made me empathize with them, and then now I think that what Jeff Bezos does is good and right.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Just to get inside of his skin. Huh. God, I'd love to be inside of his skin.
JPC, if you ever wrong me, all I'm going to say forever is that JPC loves billionaires.
If you
become my enemy, you'd be like, JPC actually loves billionaires.
Yeah, you know what? And if you say JPC loves billionaires, I'll pop up and say, get you a can of barbecue sauce and you'll love billionaires too, baby.
all right. Okay. This band, formerly headed by Tom DeLonge, stars Kat Dennings and Beth Bears as Brooklyn waitresses.
Mark Hoppus Broke Girls. What?
No, Adel, no.
That has to be it. There's no other answer. Mark Hoppus, Broke Girls.
Girls.
Because it's not going to be Travis Bark Girls.
Travis Bark Girls?
Tom DeLonge.
Wait, it is Tom DeLonge?
Yeah. Blink. He's the beginning part of that.
Angels and Airwaves, Broke Girls.
No.
Wait, say it again, Aaron. Say it again.
It's Blink-182, Broke Girls.
Yeah. This band, formerly headed by Tom DeLonge, stars Kat Dennings and Beth Bears as Brooklyn waitresses.
Blink-182,
Broke Girls. You know that there's still people out there today figuring out that the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is a sex pun?
I've only ever seen it spoken, and so I still don't know that it's a sex pun.
All the small things.
I like how they were naked in that video.
She left me roses by the stairs. Surprises let me know she cares.
I think the most iconic line in that song is, "Work sucks, I know."
So good. When live band karaoke still existed at I.O., which was always my favorite moments of every year. Did you guys ever go to that?
No.
It was so fun. It was actually after World News on Saturday nights at midnight.
Oh, I know.
You knew about it. You just didn't want to participate?
Yeah, very good. No. After I do improv for 3.5 hours, the last thing I want to do is be around a bunch of drunk people singing live band karaoke.
Well, it was amazing.
Sure.
Tim Lyons always participated, and it was amazing. But the one time I sang, I did All the Small Things with Laurel Zoff Pelton, and it was so fun. Because it's like amazing.
It's a great song.
Musicians who also happen to be great improvisers playing.
I saw them
music.
Live because I was dating maybe 2005. I was dating someone.
You were dating 2005?
Uh-huh, the year.
That year was so hot.
Thank you. Wow. I was dating up, but I was dating someone who's super into Blink-182, so we went and saw them live in Milwaukee. And during the show, Travis Barker had a drum set that got lifted up into the air and then spun. And he kept playing the drums while spinning, suspended like 80 feet in the air. And
that's cool.
I'm not a huge Blink-182 fan, but I did have to stop and be like, this is fucking great. Like, this is what a live show should be. It was very impressive.
So cool. I'm going to do one more of these, I think. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Dev Patel stars in this 2008 film about the Indian version of a popular game show, which will eat the pen and eat the paper and drink the pen.
Slumdog Millionaire and Key.
Yeah.
Jai Ho. We did
Jai
it.
Jai Ho.
Aaron, don't say that about yourself.
No, I'm just saying that that's the name of the song at the end of Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, that's what we were saying too. No.
You're not a song, you dummy.
Ho is such a ridiculous term. She's a ho.
Can I? So here's a question I have. Is ho short for horror? Or is that not a thing?
Because growing up, do we look like fucking Google to you? That's so funny.
Growing up, when people would use the word "ho," I was like, I don't know what a "ho" is, but is it short for whore? But whore starts WH.
I'll look it up.
Adel, I'm sure it is. I'm sure "ho" is synonymous with. But also, I feel like.
And I didn't mean to get into like a weird conversation. I just
No. I think language, especially like language in like music culture is so often like co-opted and adopted that I feel like now maybe nowadays like it's not even it doesn't even register to me as like the same word.
Yeah, it is it's weirdly become I don't want to say palatable because it's not, but it's weirdly like if someone's like, "Oh, you ho," it's like, "Uh-oh, you got 'em." But if you called someone a whore, like that would be a needle off the record moment of like, what the fuck? Like,
but
that's awful.
Like other terms came out like thought, and that stands for that hoe over there, which also like co-opted. It's just like this stuff moves way faster than I will ever be able to move. And that's
but
why
it's
the
interesting
Zoomers
to learn
it.
About, though, because like the origin of like putting women in their place is an interesting history to learn about. It the word ho is from the word whore, starting in the 1960s.
Wow, which is 60s. I didn't know it was
so
that old.
Interesting.
What's that? What's that? What is it? It's Urban Dictionary, right? Urban Dictionary.
You're thinking of rhyming dictionary.
Do you want me to look up ho on Urban Dictionary?
Well, no, I
just will.
I know that Urban Dictionary. I remember like, haha, like this is a funny thing. Like this is a sex thing. Let's look it up on Urban Dictionary, and then just being completely lost and being like, are these real or do
what do I do?
I think
ho was invented in the 1960s. I think it was maybe 65 7 by Led Zeppelin when they sang "What a Whole Lot of Love."
Yes, that's true.
You guys, I have a couple things to say.
Okay, please.
First of all, I'm 100% sure I'm going to Google all the origins of all the ways we've slut-shamed and sex-shamed women over the years, because this has been fascinating. Second of all, I looked up ho on Urban Dictionary, and it says a word Santa Claus says three times when he sees your wife, mother, and sister together.
That's
in a
great
room.
So what if from now on... Can we get some fan art of Santa saying whore, whore, whore?
No, I'm joking.
I don't want that. I'm joking.
I also think that Urban Dictionary is a fun website, because if you just go down like 6 entries on something, they're like, this thing is something that you say to Kevin because Kevin's a little fuck boy. And it's like, who is this for, Urban Dictionary? Like, Kevin's never going to read this. Like, what are you talking about?
All right. I'm going to continue on some listener submitted riddles. These are not... these are like one-off riddles for the most part. And this one is from Autumn. I think we're allowed to say her name. Autumn Ellen Rose.
Just in case, why don't we just call her Fall?
Okay, Fall. Well, Autumn, the title of this email is "A Dumb Riddle That Ended a Friendship." So I was like,
wow.
Yeah, Autumn, I'm clicking on that.
Story time.
This is the end. I'm going to read what Autumn said at the end of the email, which is, sorry in advance, my friends haven't talked to me since I told them this one. I made it up. So
okay.
Autumn doesn't have friends anymore because they told their friends this riddle.
Oh,
Jesus.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
So I just like, let's do a quick friendship check right now. JBC, are you my friend?
Oh, I'd love to talk about this off air, if that's possible.
Someone's in trouble.
Oh, shit. I'm not his friend. Adel, are you my friend?
Yes.
Great. You just asked me to be one of your groomsmen.
Ow.
I really hope.
Adel just kicked me so hard under the table.
Oh, he's lying.
Ow, my wink, shit.
Wink, wink.
Okay, so far, I have a half friend and a friend. So let's see if this makes alienates them even further from me.
Okay.
What has four corners yet isn't a square or a rectangle?
What has four corners but is not a square or rectangle? So corners, a city
United
block?
States.
Is it a city block?
No.
Four
it's not
corners.
The United States, but you're sort of on the right track.
Oh, it's four a mortuary
yeah,
owned by four brothers?
No.
Four
okay,
corners,
I
want
to see a commercial. Adel and Aaron, this is a commercial for Four Brothers Mortuary.
Hey, come on down to the Four Brothers Mortuary. Two of us are still alive, and two of us are ghosts.
Do you know someone who is dead or dying? Then come on down to my coroner office and tell me all about it. My sister, she does the embalming, and I do the fitting.
Yeah, and... we take people who are almost to death. So if someone's on their way out, bring them down.
And I have unfinished business, but your business will be finished if you come into Four Brothers Mortuary.
And he's
that's
not even
brother.
A ghost one. What?
See.
All right. What has four corners yet isn't a square or a rectangle? And JPC is the closest so far.
And what did JPC say? A bed?
A country, the United States. Wait, is it like about borders? Is there borders?
Oh, the Four Corners is a spot in the U.S. It's where Utah, New Mexico,
Arizona.
And Oregon.
I
want to
see
meet.
A scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a couple with Adel, and you mm-hmm. have driven 20 hours to get in the Four Corners, and you're standing in all the states, and you're sort of being insufferable and annoying about it.
Come on. I just want to go. Jeremy, come on, let's go.
What did I say? I said water can only be in three states, but I can be in fucking four.
That doesn't make sense. Water in three states? What the fuck are you talking about? We live in Minneapolis.
Ice. Water. Hold on.
Oh, shit, you're going to call.
Ice.
Don't summon him. Don't
water.
Summon him.
Cum rags.
Poop.
And, breakfast tacos.
Oh, come on.
This shit never works anyway. Captain Planet's a fake.
I'm here. I'm Comrags. I used to just be t-shirts, but
Oh.
I'm contractually obligated to tell you my name is Poop.
Sorry, is cum rag short for something? Is that like for short for Christina Rags or?
No. An Urban Dictionary couldn't even find cum rags.
No.
Why are you looking it up? Are we
poop
still
is short
same?
For something.
Oh. For, what is
poop
it?
Poop is short for something.
For what?
Pooparella.
Pooparella.
Poop DeVille? Cadillac Poop DeVille?
Those are all better.
Scene. That was the scene that made the least amount of sense we've ever done. So put that in the Hall of Fame.
And that's saying something.
I'm just going to tell you the answer to this.
Okay.
The Earth. It's the Earth.
The Earth
four corners of the Earth.
What are they?
What?
You know how you like the saying, the four corners of the Earth?
No.
Four corners of a map?
Nope.
Of the Earth? Does this person think that the Earth is flat? Is this a flat earther?
Yeah, it's a flat earther.
Why do we keep getting these flat earthers listening to the show? What is it about our insanity that attracts these flat earthers? Ugh.
Welcome to Flat Earth. Remember Independence Day when Will Smith says that? Welcome to Flat Earth.
It. Yeah. Please let Will Smith go and take that back again.
No, four corners of the Earth is an expression that appeared in the Bible. It's a saying.
Hmm. It just appeared in the Bible?
Like you like
who put it there?
I'm sorry. Wizard.
I'm sorry. Take it as a task. No, it didn't just appear in the Bible. The Bible was written by people. It was reinterpreted by an English king in accordance to his whims.
It's before
he put it there.
It's before they realized that the earth was round. And it's like, I would go to the four corners of the earth to find her.
Aww.
It's a saying.
The four corners of the earth. Mexico.
Do you think I'll ever meet someone who will go to the four corners of the earth for me?
Aaron, I think you'll meet someone who'll go to the corner store for you.
Oh, I was about to say
good
that.
Good enough for me.
He won't go to the four corners of the earth, but he'll go to the corner store to get milk and eggs. My name's Aaron Keith, and I shouldn't have smoked.
Oh, that's me in 2 months. I'm going to go buy a pack of cigarettes right after we record this. All right, this one is from a person. I'm just going to call them M, so they are validated that we use their name, but they don't want us to use their full name. At what time of day did the man get hit on by the person collecting tolls?
What point did the man get hit on by the person
what
collecting
tolls? What
time
of day?
Mm-hmm. I want to say noon.
10 and 2?
Nope.
Hit on. So hit on would be like, what's that?
Oh, midday. Midday to you.
Midday, and then midday to you, sir. JPC's my friend. He's my friend. He's my friend. We're friends.
Calling it.
I'm calling it now. JPC and I are going to be friends.
When
I love the confidence.
When we going to go on a dates day?
So there's like a word. There's got to be like, it's not like 1, 2, 3. I don't think it's something like that. I think it's got to be some sort of like midday.
Is it a day
of the week?
No,
it's like a play on word. It's like a,
yeah,
it sounds
like
something.
But is it a day of the week?
I would say it's similar to the tooth hurdy joke.
Got it.
But so that's what does a specific time, though.
What does it have to do with the toll? I think that's going to be...
Where does a person who...
Booth 30.
Booth?
Booth flirty.
Yes!
Yes.
And then they say, I'm so sorry.
Do you want to know some fucking history?
What?
That joke is what got Abraham Lincoln killed. He goes, oh, what time is it? Booth flirty? And he went and got his gun and came back.
Six Semper Tyrannis, you dumb motherfucker.
Perfect.
What does dinosaurs have to do with anything, Bland?
Are we ready?
Yes.
I came, JPC, you know your history.
I know, and I played the final countdown, which was what we played in my high school before the final bell would ring.
Incredible.
Sick tempered Tyrannus.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's see if I can say their name. Oh, Steven. P.S. You can use my name. Okay. Hi, Steven. What's up? Long
hey, Steven,
time fan, first time writer.
Keep your name at my mouth.
Steven says, I would like to start by these are not great riddles.
Okay. That's fine. We start every podcast that way, Steven. So
thank you for your honesty.
All right. I'm going to do these really quick. Ready?
Sure.
What's blue and looks like a bucket?
A bucket.
Mr. Bucket.
Yep, a blue bucket.
Yep.
What's green and looks like a bucket?
Green bucket.
No.
Alligator's mouth.
No.
A helmet.
Nope.
What's green and looks like a bucket?
Green and looks like
a blue bucket painted with Orange paint?
Basically, a blue bucket in disguise. What do you mean orange paint?
Blue and orange make green.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana paint?
You guys, I've been saying it for the entire history of this podcast. We need to get Adel back to kindergarten. He doesn't understand magnets. He can't sing songs. And he doesn't understand colors.
I'm wearing
an
orange sweater.
It's just an ICP song.
Fucking rainbows. How do they work?
All right, last one. What's green and has wheels?
The Ninja Wagon. Turtles van.
No.
What's green
the Mystery Machine.
Wheels? Oh, no. it's Green Hornet? Because he has a car. What's green and has wheels?
Wheels.
The Hulk on roller skates.
What, is there a green cheese that comes in a wheel?
Yeah, dude, nope. There's a green cheese.
That would be clever. This answer is grass. I was kidding about the wheels. These were the riddles I came up with / found when I was in elementary school. Love the pod. I've been listening since episode 3 or 4. Stay awesome and keep up the good work, Steven. Thank you, Steven.
Steven, you get a pass because you're cool. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy.
Steven, you get a hall pass because that was hauling good fun.
Uh-huh. Casey, you get a hall pass because I, Owen Wilson, you my life.
Wow. Casey, add noises of me smashing glass. Okay. I say I'm okay with that, but those were some rough jokes. Okay, here we go.
Are we going to rimp skimp?
Yeah.
Are we going to rimp skimp?
Are we going to rimp skimp? Okay. I think we have read this person's riddles on the show before. I'm not usually a double dipper, but help me.
Oh, we're not rereading their riddles. They sent in more riddles.
Got it.
And I've seen you, fucking Aaron, I've seen you at a veggie tray and you absolutely double dip.
I eat too fast. Can we talk about that?
It was your fingers. It wasn't even carrots.
Aaron, by the way, just, I don't want to call you out, but I've seen your ass. You're made of a bunch of stars and I've seen you up in the sky and I can tell you for sure, you're a double dipper.
Ooh, you did it.
So, Aaron, real quick, is this true? You eat too fast?
No, I think I'm an unpleasant person to watch eat because I think I'm not a cute eater. Like I inhale food because I just like I grew up around people who eat really fast, and so like I don't want to ever be the one holding people up. So
you grew up in prison, right?
Yeah, I grew up in prison. But it is, it's not great. But speaking of dips, if anyone has any like Trader Joe's dips that are delicious, I've been trying to buy a different one every time I go. So
I recently
tweeted me or Instagram me about it.
Hell yeah. I recently got on that JPC tip where he let me know that him and Mariah like to take some French bread. He just made a unicorn symbol and I don't know what that is.
That's on JPC's tip.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And a unicorn.
Mm-hmm. Take some French bread and put it in the toaster oven and then put ricotta cheese on it, balsamic vinegar and honey. And it's
that's magnificent.
I love balsamic vinegar. I put it on everything.
It's so good. I've had that for breakfast the last like 5 days.
For breakfast?
I call it breakfast bread or treat bread.
Whoa, both. Treating yourself in the morning, incredible.
Sometimes I'll have treat bread for breakfast, but who cares?
Call it treat Williams.
I've been making filet mignon. I made it twice now.
Okay, now Aaron, you say F-L-A-M-I-N apostrophe?
Yeah.
Filet mignon?
You're bored of steak?
Filet mignon?
I'm bored of steak. Yeah. Filet mignon.
Oh, I yawned and it's on fire. I've never like bought it before because I was like, I don't have the skills to make something that's this expensive. But I was like, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to figure out a way to make it great. And I did it and it was so good.
I don't have the skills to cook something on each side for 5 minutes.
That's not it. You have to baste it and you have to put it in the oven after you cook it in the pan.
You also have to put pants on. It's one of the hardest things to cook.
You have to baste it. What do you call it? John Entwistle? Boom.
Your brain moves so fast. Okay. All right. We're going to quickly do these. Are you ready? These are from KM. I don't think I'm allowed to use their full name. Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
Hi, Aaron. I thought of a few more warm-up riddles for you. Are you ready?
These are like cool-down riddles because it's the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. And hold on. Aaron, I don't want to blow this person's cover because they didn't want their full name said, but we should recognize that KM, of course, is Casey Musgraves. Now, about 6 or 7 episodes ago, we talked about Musgraves. We talked about how we'd love to have her on the show. She's obviously heard our podcast because it's a worldwide phenomenon, and now she's secretly writing in and she doesn't want us to blow her cover. So just know... that we are talking to Casey Musgraves.
We also talked about buying the Knicks, and that has been very slow moving. All right, ready?
Casey was going to buy them for us. Yes, continue.
Yeah, Casey, can you use your money to buy us the Knicks and then give it to us as a gift? Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you, Casey.
A man is locked in the basement of an old house. The door is too sturdy for him to break. When he looks through the keyhole, he can tell that whoever locked him in the basement has left the key in the door, although it is out of reach. He searches for something to help him escape and finds only a stack of Celine Dion posters. The basement is well lit, so he knows he hasn't overlooked anything. In a few minutes, he unlocks the door and escapes to freedom. How?
Okay, so what he does,
he reaches near, far, rips his chest out of his, outside the door.
Okay, rips his heart out of his chest, and his heart will go on while he stays in the room. The heart gets on the other side of the door, unlocks it for him, steps out, he puts his heart back in his chest. Near.
Is that right?
No. Hey, did anybody ever notice how Celine Dion just sings Grover's song? Near, far.
Nice.
Near, far. Wherever you are.
I'm assuming these Celine Dion posters are critical to figuring this out.
No, it doesn't
right?
matter that it's Celine Dion.
Oh.
It just matters that it's a poster. Sean and I, in like the early parts of us dating, had a night where we went back and forth showing each other songs that made us cry. And one of his songs was "Oh Holy Night" by Celine Dion.
That's awesome.
And at the end where she like ops up at the oh night, I looked over at him and he was sobbing. And I was like, oh boy.
does he push the poster under the door, then push the key out of the lock onto the poster, then pull it back under the door?
Hold on. I have an answer too, and then we'll see who's
You're
right.
Amazing. That's correct.
Hold Aaron, on. It's not that impressive. It's not that impressive. I do have to say I've been locked in many old men's basements. And I've gotten out every time.
I was assuming that he put up all the posters, and then every night during thunderstorms, he would carve out a hole behind the wall till one day he crawled through the the length of 10 football fields, and then the warden grabbed the poster and ripped it down, and there's a hole.
Yep, that's definitely an acceptable answer as well.
Okay, thank
Great.
You.
Next one?
Yes.
All right, we're going to move quickly because I want to get all three in.
Okay.
A group of children are screaming for their mother in a cul-de-sac they live in. An annoyed neighbor calls the local authorities, who lock the children up without being bothered to locate their mother. Why?
The children are not...
Yeah, they're dogs. They're not humans. They're raccoons.
Yeah, the children are kittens. And the authorities are animal control. Also Aww. Acceptable, cops are bastards. Someone's a fan of the show.
If anyone calls the cops on kittens meowing... They suck.
Well, trust me, they're out there. Those people exist.
Are you ready?
Yes.
If you call the cops on anyone, you suck.
Two waiters are working at a high society New Year's Eve party. The first waiter bets the second that he can find out the cost of a specific guest's shoes without asking him. The second waiter takes the bet, and the first waiter walks to the guest's room to refill their drink. Before he says anything, the guest tells the waiter the price of the shoes. Why?
Oh,
I love this riddle.
Because he spills the water on his shoes and he goes, hey, asshole, these are $800 shoes.
Wow,
yes!
Is that right?
You're the asshole. That's how you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's like the riddle of like, how do you get your... if like,
I kill my dad
saying,
and then I meet I kill my mom later.
That was the test. Adel, you're the asshole. You've Aww. Yelled at so many waiters, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you know? Here's the thing. Like, Gemma's annoyed with me because if we go out to eat and even if they bring me the wrong entree, I'll just eat it. And she's like, say something. I'm like, I don't want to bother anyone. And she's
no,
like,
I can't think of anyone who would.
She's like, you're not being rude if you got the wrong entree. And I'm like, just let me eat this, please.
You're
eating a bunch
shoes.
Of spiders on a plate, and you're like, they work really hard. You tip them 40%.
This is what I deserve. I'm so sorry.
Adel gets water spilled in his shoes, and he's like, hey, asshole, these are Airwalks that I got at an estate sale. speaking of things that we could get at an estate sale.
My lemon water came out
Aaron,
of my nose. That's so funny.
should have been drinking water. Aaron, do you have anything besides your nose that you would like to plug?
That's coming out soon.
It burns so much. I would like to plug an estate sale that I plan on going to buy sneakers. No, honestly, I think that my thing in my 30s, an entire next decade of my life is going to be me going to estate sales. That's my plan. Also, you can follow me, AaronKeep10, on Instagram and AaronKeep2 on Twitter to follow my journey of making a living out of going to estate sales. Adel?
Just because we're saying the word estate, please check out the game show Estate of Panic. It was like a 2008 or something game show. It's so weird and wonderful. Check that out. It's like a big mansion. You have to find money hidden all over the house. Estate of Panic. Also, I was just recently a guest on the Hypotheticast. Hypotheticast, where we answer hypothetical questions. It was a wonderful time. Please check out my episode and all the other episodes. And I also want to give a plug to a podcast I've been enjoying a ton, which is Bill Buds, starring our own JPP.
Hey, thank you so much. Since we're talking about estates, you have to check out one of my favorite sketch comedy groups of all time. A ton of people from Reno 911 you will recognize. That is the 1993 sketch series. I believe it's called TH Estate. Yeah, it is amazing. Go watch some of the clips on YouTube. I don't know where you can find the state anymore, but it's very funny. DVD. I still think it's DVD. It's still very, very funny. And then you can follow me on Twitch at Shark Barkman. I'm on Twitter at JPSoFly. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
One more thing to say. If you want to send us riddles, I love doing listener-submitted riddles because they're so original and fun and interesting. Please send them to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also pay homage to the people who have written these specific kinds of riddles and write riddles in the style that they did. So if you want to do those like pickup line riddles, please send those, or those like name combined riddles. Anything goes. Please send us your riddles.
Oh, Aaron. The only limit is your imagination, dear boy.
Thank you, Willy Wonka. Aaron, I do have, this is funny. I was looking up on Urban Dictionary. And do you know the term, have you ever heard somebody called a tur?
No.
Like if someone like accidentally spills water on your shoes, you might say like, knock it off, you tur, or like, what are you doing, tur? And tur, it turns out, is, I don't know if this is true or not, but it turns out on Urban Dictionary, it says tur is short for
Jupiter. Let's not disrespect a planet.
Bye forever.
We don't know what it's capable of.
We don't know what it's capable of.
I honestly, it could fall on us. I don't know.
Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish in the
Hey, if you enjoyed that, we think you might enjoy our Patreon episode that comes out this Friday. It is the thrilling conclusion of our 1980s high school mystery. I had so much fun recording this with the guys. It is an absolute blast. There's a new Arnie Parrott theme, and Casey Tony absolutely kills it on the editing. We really enjoy doing it. So if you're interested in listening to that, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and join our clue crew, which is $5 a month, or our review crew, which is $8 a month, and you get 2 hours of extra bonus content. Thank you so much for listening. Please check out the 1980s arc. It is so fun, and I'm very, 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 very proud of it, and it's so good and fun. I hope you have a great week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.